As it addressed issues concerning substance abuse, one thing the state never had were Wyoming-specific numbers on the financial impact of substance abuse. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that a recent study has found that the cost of alcohol, tobacco, and drug abuse is staggering.
Your phone number was randomly drawn for a public opinion poll about some issues affecting your community. Would you be able to help me?
This is the Wyoming Survey and Analysis Center, or WISAC. Today, people in the state are being asked about their tobacco use.
And how old were you when you first smoked at least one cigarette every day for 30 days in a row? 16, okay.
Recently, WISAC was asked to determine the economic impact of substance abuse in the state. They were to look at healthcare costs, productivity losses, and other effects on society, such as costs of crime and road accidents. Research scientist Humphrey Costello says they looked at 2010 Wyoming numbers.
Alcohol costs Wyoming society, $843 million a year. That's a huge, huge number. For tobacco, it's $689 million. For drug abuse, it's $391 million. I think hearing those numbers lets one recognize how much we're all paying to deal with the consequences of abuse.
And just to be clear, the data got Costello's attention.
The burden's staggeringly large. Yeah, it's huge.
Fellow researcher Nanette Nelson says when they went into the study, there was an expectation that tobacco would have the biggest societal impact to the state.
Initially, our data was looking at the hospital and healthcare costs, and tobacco was rising to the top. And then when we started looking at productivity losses, you know, alcohol just galloped along, and it was surprising to us that alcohol came out as large as it did.
Nelson says the biggest impact substance abuse has on Wyoming is the loss of productivity.
So we have folks that come into work, they're slightly impaired, they're not as productive as folks that don't abuse alcohol, drugs, or even smoke cigarettes. They also show that they're often more sick. So there's more absenteeism.
While the researchers were surprised by the negative impact alcohol abuse has on the state, Wyoming Chronic Disease and Substance Abuse Project Manager Keith Hodel says it puts a number on something those in the prevention community have been seeing for a while. He says they know that Wyoming has high levels of binge drinking and driving while drunk, but he had no idea the societal impact of alcohol was quite this big.
We've always known it's a problem, and we've devoted significant resources to dealing with it. But I think now when you step back and look at these numbers, you can say, well, it's as important as we always thought it was.
But while the alcohol numbers are staggering, so is the cost of tobacco and drugs.
You know, we have a culture that really is founded on an individual's right to choose to do whatever they want to do as long as they're not hurting someone else. And I think that this kind of study looks, you know, at the big issue and say, well, understand that there is a social cost outside of yourself that's related to that.
You could look at the report and wonder if prevention efforts have been working, but Hodel is far from discouraged. He says the fact that alcohol surpasses tobacco probably shows that tobacco prevention efforts have been working. He sees this new information as a way to focus their prevention efforts. Tony Cervenka is the director of the Prevention Management Organization of Wyoming. She says the report backs up their efforts.
My takeaway is that what we're doing in prevention is of utmost importance, and I feel that it really does justify the money that we're spending.
She also agrees with Hodel that focusing on some key areas will help reduce the overall cost of substance abuse.
Preventing youth initiation to alcohol would bring this total down a great deal.
Researchers Nanette Nelson and Humphrey Costello say that this Wyoming-specific data is important and should give state leaders critical information they need to set policy. And one last note, while the numbers are eye-catching, they say that they are on the conservative side, so it's possible the costs could be even greater than their report suggests. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.